It's a weekend edition here on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris. For several weeks now, WABE and Creative Loafing have partnered on a series we call The Heavy Lift. It's a look at Atlanta's vibrant and vital nonprofit community. We conclude the series this morning with an ode to the patrons, a profile of two people whose names will forever frame Atlanta's philanthropic community. You see the Woodruff name all over Atlanta, but as Russ Hardin explains it, that's not how Robert Woodruff wanted it to be.
He had a sort of a southern chivalry about him and a disdain, really, for folks who engaged in philanthropy for their own benefit or for their own glory.
Hardin is the president of the Woodruff Foundation, started in the late 30s by Coca-Cola magnate Robert Woodruff with several million dollars of his own money. It's since grown to some $2.8 billion. Bettering education has always been a mission of the foundation, as evidenced by its backing of the new Drew Charter School. But Woodruff money has also helped build Centennial Park, save Grady Hospital, and fund this, the Atlanta Beltline.
But those aren't Woodruff Foundation projects. Those are Atlanta projects that require public and private support. And in fact, those are classic projects because they bring us all together.
Woodruff knew his talents, and he understood his limitations. That's why the foundation doesn't take on projects itself. Instead, it funds those outlets best equipped to get results. And today, as always, there's an Atlanta-centric guiding light.
Nationally, we're actually rare among foundations our size and our unabashed, stubborn geographic focus on our own city and our own community and our own state.
For decades, that's how philanthropy worked in Atlanta. Older, wealthy white men occupied the table where important philanthropic decisions were made. Until 37 years ago, when an Emory alum named Alicia Phillip pulled up a chair.
She was allowed in that room and started kind of busting out the walls of that room and being more able and more inclusive.
Leslie Grady is the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta's Senior Vice President of Community Partnerships.
So where now you have a very different community, as we know, a very diverse community. And the engine behind that has been a lot this institution and Alicia's vision.
That vision evolved the face of local philanthropy. The Community Foundation transformed into an organizational bridge of sorts. It connects money from foundations and affluent individuals with the nonprofits working on causes near and dear to them. Today, that covers more than 1,100 private donors and some $750 million. While no one person is responsible for that success, Leslie Grady says there's no question who's led the way.
The story of Atlanta's philanthropy is a lot, especially community philanthropy, is a lot the story of Alicia Phillip.
Karen Beaver is CEO of the Georgia Center for Nonprofits, which emerged from a community foundation initiative.
She is listening to people in the community. She's listening to leaders in the community. She's, connecting dots. And she's making the best decisions she can about where their finite resources will go. And generally, if you listen hard enough, you're going to make those right decisions.
While neither Woodruff nor Phillips sought the spotlight, their names will forever remain synonymous with Atlanta's heavy lift. Creative Loafing's Max Blau contributed to this report. You can see his article in this week's paper and tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday. We'll have a reporter's notebook with Max. Much more is available on both of our websites, including previous stories in this series. And finally, a special thanks to Thomas Wheatley and all the great professionals at Creative Loafing for doing the heavy lift on this series. This is WABE News.